well, it may have been a couple of months since a horse was seen strutting its stuff around the nose, but life very much goes on. York playing host to the Go Racing in Yorkshire annual awards lunch, and we all stood and we all cheered with very mixed emotions as Tom Horan was named as the recipient of a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yes, I mean, by nature, every lifetime recipient is hugely worthy, but Tom, you know, what a wonderful guy. And the way it was done by the team, I think they say it was an award that was received sadly too early and also too late that he wasn't here in person to collect it, because we all knew he was going to get it. We all just wished he'd been there to do that quiet smile of his when collecting it. And I think the acceptance speech would have been a delight to hear. So, yeah, mixed emotions, I think, in the room, but you could feel the warmth of it.
Really the biggest sadness of what's been a memorable 2016. And in another speech, reference made to the fact that two horses came here to the Welcome to Yorkshire Ebor Festival, both got beat, and in their next races went on to conquer Europe and the world.
Yes, and you have the sense that that's what Tom will be looking down on us saying, you know, enough about me, look forward, talk about the horses. And that sense of the fact that each year they're older, each year there's another bunch of two-year-olds come into contention for us. This year we saw the Queen Kindly. The conversation around the dinner table is, will Queen Kindly train on as a three-year-old? You see the likes of Highland Reel, only good enough to finish second at York, go on and conquer America and be touched off in Hong Kong last weekend. So it's a busy time.
And Found, of course, with... went to France and strutted stuff there.
Indeed. So again, runner-up at York, but good enough to win across La Manche. So tremendous stories looking back at the year, looking back at the, as we saw on the video, the emotion of the guys from Heartbreak City. I mean, that was wonderful. The Up for the Crack partnership. Those are scenes that will live in the memory long through those winter nights.
At least until next year, when maybe they might come back. 2017, a number of things. We'll talk about in more detail in a moment about the acts for Music Showcase, but clearly one of the most important things is an extra fixture on a Saturday in high summer, and some plans now starting to take shape.
That's right, it's ringing in the diary now, Saturday the 1st of July, so hopefully a feast of racing on the Knavesmire during that seventh month of 2017. Saturday the 1st. If you can't make that, or even if you can, wait a couple of weeks. We have a Friday and a Saturday with the 58th John Smith's Cup being the highlight on that middle weekend in July. And then we'll dial forward to the last weekend in July when our friends at Sky Bet will back Music Showcase weekend. So five race days in just the one calendar month in 2017.
You've mentioned music, three musical occasions at York, and we are two-thirds of the way there, as it were.
We are. We were delighted to nab a couple of, we think, top names early on, get them on sale, maybe as a Christmas stocking filler. So Saturday the 1st of July, Ollie Mears. We were delighted to see him here right at the start of his career as an apprentice, if you like, having been runner-up on the X Factor back in 2010. Now a fully fledged professional. He'll be doing his thing on that live music stage after the racing on that new race day, Saturday the 1st of July. He promises to be huge fun. And in the same vein of sort of modern artists, dialed towards the end of the month, our only evening of the 2017 season, Friday the 28th of July, Jess Glynn, Grammy award-winning songstress, no less. She'll be here entertaining the crowds after we've seen the EBF Lyric Stakes on that only Friday evening. Both of them are on sale now.
And judging from that, is there one file still in your in-tray marked Music Showcase Saturday?
There is indeed, so we're yet to see who will follow up from the cause, giving us that entertaining performance this year. Oh, to work in the music industry. They've closed for Christmas, aren't back until mid-January, so I doubt there'll be an announcement until after Santa and the Wise Men have long since disappeared, but we'll be working in the background.